Hello and welcome to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast with your host, Laura Sanzo. Everyone's perception of the world is different based on their model of the world, and her goal is to celebrate that by building the most inclusive self-development podcast. Laura and her guests share their stories and share invaluable strategies from the world of science, spirituality, business, health, personal relationships, and everything in between. We cover it all. Get inspired, learn to welcome adversity, understand the failures only feedback, and get ready to hear discussion on some of the most important issues facing us today. Enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone. How are you? Laura here. Hi, Heather. How are you? I miss you. See, this is why I live lives. I just keep talking and then I end saying nothing that I have planned to say. But I'm going to really try to stay to the script, because I will be recording this to Laura Sanzo podcast as well. So welcome everyone who is going to be joining us here. Hi, beautiful. I miss you. How are you? I'm glad to be seeing you back onto social media. Hi, Christian. How are you? I think sometimes I'm just going to do lives and just say hi to everybody. It's a lot of fun. It really is that human exchange. You really can't replace it. So I will get started. So let me know if you're watching this live or replay or on the Laura Sanzo podcast. So nice to see you too. Or on the Laura Sanzo podcast, welcome to this episode. I will be using this audio for the Laura Sanzo podcast. Heather, this is probably going to be something that we've spoken about. But I am going to give you a tool that I actually have put into my tool bag many, many, many years ago. Well, maybe not that many years ago. I'm aging myself. I'm going to give you guys a tool that I put into my tool bag many moons ago that I now pay it forward to my clients that I promise you will get you tuned into the vibration of receiving every single day, because we are all receiving every single day. We just are really not intentive to it. So we're just kind of letting it slip by. So what this tool is going to allow you to do is to set that intention to fully be aware when you are receiving. And we all know that where we put our attention and our energy, it expands. So this tool honors, good afternoon, welcome home. We came home to back to the snow, unfortunately. So this tool that I'm going to give you, it honors our subconscious mind and the way that our subconscious mind works. It honors energy. It honors the universal laws. So it honors really everything that we talk about in this community. And what it really allows you to do is exactly that. Set that intention and put your energy and focus on receiving. And once you do, you're going to realize that every single day you are receiving. And when I speak of receiving, I'm not just talking monetary, financial, though it includes that as well. But I just mean in terms of receiving opportunities, energy exchanges like this, anything that's tangible, not tangible, compliments, just receiving is receiving. So if you have a little bit of a block receiving compliments, then you are also going to be blocking other forms of receiving coming into your life, like financial gains of any kind. So just to circle back to anybody that's joining us, if you're listening to this on the Laura Sanzo podcast, welcome. What I'm going to be doing is giving you, it's going to be really quick, and it's going to be a tool that you can put into your tool bag that will allow you to really lean into the vibration of receiving every single day. And it really is, because what it does, it allows you to put your focus and your attention onto receiving. So for a lot of us right now, you know, we're not really living consciously and we're essentially unconscious. And for a lot of us, we feel that we are in a place of lack. Hi, how are you? We are in a place of lack or scarcity or survival, when really we are all abundant. We are just not really putting our focus there. So we're just kind of letting it just slip by. So I'm going to give you the tool, or else I'm just going to talk forever. For anybody that knows me, knows that I love to talk. I am a true Italian. So this tool, what we're going to do, and I have to, you know, give credit where credit is due. When I read a book many moons ago called Get Rich, Lucky Bitch, I don't know if I can say that word on Instagram. I just did. That's a tool that I picked from that book, and I have slowly started to incorporate it into my day-to-day ritual, and I pay it forward with my clients, and I've kind of made it into something that is my own and within how I work with my clients. So what you're going to do, you could do this mentally, but I really highly recommend you write it in some way. Either I just keep it in my calendar, or you could keep it in your journal on a piece of paper. It doesn't really matter. You'll find the more you do it, the more it just becomes a conscious practice that you don't even need to write A client actually said to me last night in our session that she now, even if it's not her receiving in that moment, she now recognizes when other people around her are receiving. That is how much she's tuned into the vibration of receiving, that she's able to recognize it for other people, even though they may not be recognizing it. Because remember, a lot of us, we're just not living consciously. And that's one of my intentions with this community, is for all of us to be able to live with more intention and awareness. So what you're going to do every single day, and you know, I love to break up our days moment to moment, because remember, we want to try to really live with that intention and awareness. And to be able to do so, that needs to be moment to moment. So you are going to record, again, you could do this mentally. I highly recommend you write it down in some form. I could gift everybody a hard copy that you could just do on your laptop. You're going to record everything that you receive. And in one column, you are going to record everything that you receive that is more tangible. So more of the money column. We call this the money column. So this is more of the energy of money that you can actually deposit into a bank account. So whether this is from income or a gift, somebody gifts you money, whatever the source is, it doesn't really matter. This is just more the tangible stuff. And this is really, for a lot of us, what we consider receiving. We consider receiving things that we can actually hold in our hand, when really that is so far from the truth. Receiving comes in so many different forms when we're talking about the actual vibration of receiving. So the first column is going to be, I label it my money column. So anything that is tangible that you can deposit into your bank account. The next column, and I really believe this is where the magic is, because so many of us are really just, yes, compliments. Yes, Christian, huge. You're looking mighty fine right now, Christian. There's a compliment for you. But the second column is, Christian had it right on the nose. So I call it the value column. And so these are the things that we're receiving every single day that we kind of not really acknowledge, because for a lot of us, we anticipate receiving, again, as something that we can hold in our hand, something tangible, something that we can deposit. But again, when we're talking about the vibration of receiving, it really is inclusive of so many things, including compliments, Christian. That's amazing. Thank you. So in this column, you are going to record everything that you're receiving that you may not be able to necessarily deposit into your bank account per se. So what does that look like? Compliments, exactly what Christian said. If a friend gifts you something, if you go for a coffee or a dinner or a meal with a friend and they purchase that for you, if somebody gives you tickets to a concert, or if somebody, you know, offers you a complimentary training or a service of some kind, anything that holds value, you're going to put into this column. So I'm just going to just repeat that quickly. Your first column, and you're going to do this daily, and you're going to do this from month to month. So it would start today. We're still so early in the month of March, March 10th. So much month left is ridiculous. And March is a nice, beautiful, long month. Hi, Alex. How are you? And so in that first column, that's going to be your money column. So you are going to record anything of any monetary value that it's tangible, then you can actually deposit into any type of account in that column. The second column, the value column, again, you're going to record anything that holds value, though it may not be a tangible value that you could deposit. So again, I'll just go over some examples, compliments, like how Christian had suggested, which is amazing. Anytime you get free shipping, anytime you get some type of discount, anytime somebody buys you something, you're gifted something, anytime somebody may gift you a service, it doesn't matter. You're going to put it in that column. And what you're going to find, and there may not be some huge, subtle, you know, some crazy shift in the first few days, but I can promise you, because I have seen this time and time again, the more you lean into the practice, this practice, the more you are going to receive in all of its forms. And it isn't because you're receiving any more than you were before. The magic is because you are setting that intention. You are becoming aware. And where we put our awareness and our energy and our attention expands. And it almost becomes almost like a game, almost in the sense of, what am I going to receive today? We almost go looking for it, right? So the law of increase, where we put our attention increase, what we really put our focus on increases. So every single day, you're going to record the money and that value. And then at the end of the month, you are going to calculate your totals for money, value, and then together. And what I usually recommend my clients to do is to do that every single month. And you could take this even one step further. So we are in March, so you're going to just do this for the rest of the month. It doesn't matter that the month has already started. It's all good. You can do this for this month of March, and then you're going to do this for the month of April, and so forth for the rest of the year. And I promise you, you are going to receive at incremental rates. Now, another way that you can take this even further and to stretch your awareness is, you know, from month to month, if you see that 1 month, yes, I have something that I can send you, but yeah, by all means, whatever feels good to you. You know, I usually add some affirmations in my, I have the money column, the value column, and then last column, I'll usually affirm. So after I receive, I'll affirm it with yes, please, thank you more, please, or something that's a little bit more personalized. I may not share at the moment, but you know, everybody, whatever they're being called to do, I usually affirm whatever I received. So to take this even further from month to month, what I usually do and what I highly recommend my clients to do is, you know, if there's 1 month that you're receiving and it just feels effortless and it's just, you know, exactly that, yes, thank you more, please. And then let's just say the next month you receive, but you don't receive at the same extent that you were the month before. You can really lean into this and ask yourself, what was different month to month? And when I say that, I mean more from the perspective of energy and vibration. In the sense of maybe the month where you were receiving, you were really focused on self-care, or you were really focused on feminine practices, which is really how we receive, right? Being able to lean into our fem energy. Maybe you were surrounding yourself with different people that really allows you to be in the right point of attraction and feeling good and feeling joy. Where the month that maybe you weren't receiving as much, you were really focused on that masculine energy and the masculine action and not really taking time for yourself and maybe overtired or stressed or whatever that looks like. So in addition to being able to track that abundance every single day, I highly recommend taking this even one step further and allowing this practice to really guide you to really lean into those everyday practices that we think really don't make a difference, but really make a huge difference. So I'm going to just recap that really quickly for anybody that is joining us. Really, the intention of this practice is to really allow you to lean into receiving. So the reality is we are receiving every single day, right? For a lot of us, unfortunately, we are, you know, our mindset, our energy, whether it's our thoughts, the words that we speak, our emotions are really usually in the arena of lack and scarcity and survival. And so what this practice really allows you to do is reframe that and really come from a place of abundance and really be tuned into the vibration of receiving and really be able to be aware of what you're receiving. And the more that you are aware and your attention is on that, the more you will receive. So I'm just going to just go through this really quickly. If anybody that's going to be watching this is a replay, just let me know. Anybody that is listening to this on the Laura Sanso podcast, I will put the link to the sheet that I use in the show notes. So just to recap, the first column that you're going to have is going to be the money column. And here you are recording any type of monetary value you are receiving. And this is more something that you can actually deposit into some type of bank account. In the second column, you are going to record what I call value. And this is anything that holds any type of monetary value that you may not be able to actually deposit. So just to recap a couple of the examples that we said, compliments, anytime somebody may gift you something that has value, of course, anytime somebody offers you a service, a complimentary service, if you're doing online shopping, you're getting free shipping or you're getting a discount of all kinds, that is all value. And then at the end of the month, what you're going to do is you're going to add your money column and your value column, and you're going to add that together. And I can promise you from personal experience and from experience from those that I have shared this tool with and that they have put into their tool bag, from month to month, I can promise you that you will see an incremental increase every single month. And if you want to take this even one step further and allow this to be a tool for you to really lean into intention and awareness, and that really is our goal, right, in this community anyways, is that from month to month, really be attentive to the months that you may not be really receiving at the rate that you usually receive. And, you know, that could be for many different reasons. You just may not be taking care of yourself the same way. maybe you're tired or you're stressed, and that really affects our point of attraction. Maybe you're not surrounding yourself with people that you usually do that bring you joy, or doing the things that bring you joy. So this practice not only will allow you to really tune into being in that vibration of receiving, it really allow you that awareness to really be attentive to your point of attraction. And our point of attraction is everything, because that really is what we are attracting to us, is based on this point of attraction. If you have any questions, you can just post them in the post. I will be posting this to my feed. Thank you so much for joining me. Have the most incredible weekend. And I am in so much appreciation to all of you. And this right here was abundance. So I will be putting this in my value columns. Have an amazing, incredible rest of the day. We hope you've enjoyed that episode of the Laura Sanso podcast. Thank you to our guests. To stay connected to host Laura Sanso, follow her at I Am Laura Sanso or at the Laura Sanso podcast on Instagram. To learn more about Laura, go to www.laurasanso.com.